listening to TJSlideways.com podcast, brought to you by All-Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must See Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Welcome to the TJSlideways.com post-race podcast following the Bob Reynolds Memorial at the Waynesfield Raceway Park, where Greg Wilson picked up the $7,500 feature victory. Wilson ran down Randy Hannigan and early leader Sheldon Honschild, taking the top spot from Honschild on lap 23, and led the rest of the way to pick up the feature victory. Wilson had to also hold off a late charge by Derek Hagar, who moved into the second late in the race, but could not catch Wilson on his way to victory. Wilson, who is from the Lima area, proved that this win was huge on many different fronts. Here's what Wilson had to say following winning the Bob Reynolds Memorial. Congratulations. Big win tonight for you, and a heck of a race to do. You had to race hard with Honschild and Hannigan to pull this one off.
Yeah, this is an awesome racetrack, and first off, I want to thank Ron Hammonds and Waynesfield Raceway Park for putting this thing on. And Sheldon got out there and got away, and Randy was chasing him, and I could kind of pick my line and just move around. And we knew we'd be better. We thought we'd be better at the end of the race, and the tires kind of kicked in, and you know, the Hercules tire, All-Star Plumbing, Wild Logistics, DNC Hydraulics car was awesome there at the end of the race.
And what did you guys do playing for, like, rubber on the racetrack and stuff? Did you guys try to anticipate where it might be quicker, where it might lay rubber a little bit more?
Well, through the heat race, I was actually kind of dropping down through the middle. And notoriously here, when it gets like that, the top gets so far around and you can cheat the corner. And we just kind of made up our mind with the tires we put on that we were going to go for cheating the corner as much as we could, and hoping that traffic played a part in it, which it did. And like I said, just we're really blessed. The good Lord's looking out for me, and you know, it's pretty cool to have my wife and kids here, and my daughter turned 2 today, so pretty special to win on her birthday.
Hey, it's been kind of a long road. You've been traveling a lot this year and such. What does it mean to be able to come back home with your sponsor and everything and win this big of a race close to home?
Well, it's huge. You know, we're going into the Brad Doty Classic and the Kings Royal next weekend. And, you know, if you want to know the truth, we're starting to take over ownership of the team, me and my family, my wife. And that's a tough road to hoe in sprint car racing. And we needed the money, and we were just blessed to make a little bit tonight and come out on top.
All right. Well, Greg, congratulations and best of luck coming up.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for all you do for our sport. And, you know, with the internet stuff, I mean, it keeps all of the fans out there posted on what's going on, and we appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Derek Hagar showed up last week for Ohio Sprint Speed Week, but then went home and brought back his own 9 junior car for the Bob Reynolds Memorial and ended up in the runner-up spot. Here's what Hagar had to say about his second-place finish and where we might see him racing over the next few weeks. Derek Hagar, nice run up the second. Unfortunately, just ran out of time to catch the leader.
Yeah, we did. We got held up by a lap car right there. I probably followed with him 5 or 6 laps and finally got around him when we started catching Sheldon. And got by him. The car was working real good in the center. Track actually started rubbering up right there towards the end. And after I got by Sheldon, I had a pretty good clear track in front of me, and I started catching Greg. And I just wish we had probably 5 more laps, because it probably would have got very interesting.
How much did it help seeing this track on Speed Week for tonight?
It helped a lot. And you know, I joke around because, you know, I raced 5 or 6 times in a 410 during Ohio Speed Week, and then getting back in my 360, coming back here to Waynesfield after being here in a 410, man, it just felt like you had a parachute behind you. So hot laps in heat race, I just felt like something was wrong with the car, but it was all in my head. Just it took time to get back used to the car, and after we did, we showed it.
Now, what is the plan for the rest of the weekend?
After we leave here tonight, we're going to Fremont to pick up the car I drove last week, and going to Hilltop Friday night, and then going to Buckeye Saturday night for the All-Star Makeup Race.
All right, so get to see Derek Hagar a bit more, and who knows, maybe he'll turn some more races here.
I sure hope so, man. We really like coming up to Ohio and running with different talents. I mean, everybody up here, there's 20 good cars that can win every night. So, you know, you're only as good as people you race with, and I want to come up here and try my my luck with these guys.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Appreciate it, bud.
Sheldon Hunschild ended up in the third position for the Buckeye Machine team tonight, who he has driven for previously. Here's what Sheldon had to say about his third place finish. Sheldon, you led a bunch of laps. Unfortunately, got kind of tangled up with Hannigan, but did recover for a third place finish.
Yeah, we had a really good car tonight, thanks to Ray Marshall and my mechanic Ripper. But, you know, led about 30 laps and just got beat in the rubber. They found the rubber before me, so. You know, just driver error there. It should have went to the bottom and found it, but, you know, third place is good, and looking forward to next week.
Now, you've gotten hooked back up with Marshall Motorsports. What's the plan with this team, with you and them?
No plans, really. We're going to end up running Eldora with the 360 with the NRA guys, so that'll be good, and then just kind of go from there after that weekend and see what they want to do and just how it plays out.
Even though they found the rubber before you, you were able to actually get around, get back into the lead, and were actually never really let him get away, though.
Yeah, I mean, Wilson, he kind of got away there, and then when the 9 car got by me, I still felt pretty good in the rubber. Once I got down there and could keep up, it was just a little too late.
All right, thanks, Sheldon.
Yep, thank you.
This was my first visit to the Waynesfield Raceway Park after several previous attempts to get here were derailed by Mother Nature. It's a really neat round racetrack with high banking and lots of great racing. The staff is extremely friendly, and really, I can't wait to come back later in the season. So we have to thank everyone over at the Waynesfield Raceway Park and promoter of the Bob Reynolds Memorial, Ron Hammonds, for putting on such a great event this evening. And this is going to wrap up this edition of the TJ Slideways post-race podcast. Of course, don't forget to listen to TJ Slideways live on Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, courtesy of Races on the Web. Thank you and good night.